Hello and welcome back to the Stay Safe podcast. I'm Liam Scott and today we're starting with one of the most simple and important parts of keeping food safe, and that's good personal hygiene. Now that might sound basic, but hygiene is the first line of defense against contamination. It protects the food that we make, the customers who eat it, and the colleagues working next to us. Poor hygiene doesn't just affect product quality, it can cause real harm. One small slip, like forgetting to wash your hands after handling waste, can spread harmful bacteria through a production line. We've all heard of stories of food recalls and people getting sick after eating contaminated food. Behind those headlines are real families, and the truth is, it only takes one lapse in hygiene to start a chain reaction. So let's start with the big one, hand washing. Your hands come into contact with everything, tools, packaging, raw materials, door handles, you name it. To make sure we don't spread bacteria, we need to make sure we're washing our hands at least before we start work, after any break, after using the toilet, after handling raw ingredients, waste or cleaning chemicals, and whenever you change tasks. But it's not just about how often, it's how well. We need to make sure we're using warm water, approved food safety soaps, and scrub your palms, backs of hands, fingers, thumbs, and wrists for at least 20 seconds. Rinse thoroughly and dry, preferably with a disposable towel. Most sites now use knee, elbow, or push-button operated taps so that you don't need to touch the handles again after washing your hands. If your stations have those, use them properly. They are there to stop recontamination. If you're using a push tap, keep one clean elbow or wrist free to press it. And when you finish washing, use a paper towel to turn off a manual tap if that's all you've got. Drying matters too. Damp hands spread bacteria more easily, so always dry completely with disposable towels or air dryers, and never on clothing or aprons. After washing, use approved hand sanitizers where required. Remember, sanitizer doesn't replace washing, it is there as an extra layer of protection. If your skin dries or cracks from frequent washing, ask for barrier cream. Healthy skin is safer skin. Now let's talk about your PPE, your hairnet, beard snoods, gloves and protective clothing. These stop contamination passing between you and the product. You need to make sure that your PPE is clean, intact and fits properly before entering production. Damaged or dirty clothing must be changed immediately.
This podcast is being provided by Scott Risk Management, specialist health and safety consultants. If you operate an SME business, you know that meeting all of the business needs is a juggling act. If you want to simplify safety, save time, and stay compliant, SRM Genie is the solution. For more information, head to the details at the end of this episode.
If you cut your hand, cover the wound with a bright coloured waterproof plaster, preferably blue, and a glove, so it can be seen and replaced if it falls off. Make sure you log this as a record. Make sure you're wearing the right gloves for the job. Not all gloves are the same. If you're doing support tasks like moving equipment, shifting pallets, or working with machinery, you might need to wear rigger or heavy duty gloves. Those aren't food safe, so if you wear them, you must not return to food handling until you've removed them, washed your hands, and put on fresh food-grade gloves. Even if the job involves food-grade grease or lubricants, always treat it as a contamination risk. Change gloves and wash hands before going back into production. And jewellery, nail polish, and false nails can all create contamination risks. Rings and watches can trap dirt and bacteria, and nail polish can chip into food. So, no jewellery, no nail polish, short clean nails, and no personal items in production. Phones, snacks, and drinks should stay in the canteen or locker areas. And if you're feeling unwell, especially with vomiting, diarrhea, or skin infections, you need to tell your supervisor straight away. Coming to work whilst ill can spread pathogens faster than any piece of equipment. And reporting isn't about blame, it's about protecting your team and the people who eat the food that we make. And if you've been off sick, wait until you've cleared for return, which is normally at least 48 hours after you are symptom-free. And let's talk about those quick support jobs. So doing maintenance, moving machinery, or dealing with leaks or other issues. Even if it's a short task, these jobs often expose you to oils, lubricants, or cleaning fluids. Always assume a contamination risk. And once you have finished, remove non-food gloves and equipment. Wash your hands thoroughly. Change into clean PPE before touching food product or packaging. This keeps food safe and prevents residue buildup on work surfaces. Every site should have clear transition points, places where you change PPE or wash your hands when moving between areas. Follow the rules for your zone. Wash and sanitize when re-entering production, after a break, a toilet visit, or after carrying out outdoor tasks. Never walk from waste or maintenance zones straight into high care areas. Those barriers exist to protect food from the outside world. And personal hygiene might feel like it's a routine task, but it's one of the most powerful safety controls that we have. Every time you wash your hands properly, wear clean PPE, or report an illness, you're preventing someone else from getting sick. It's about pride in what you do and respect for the people who will eat what we produce. That's it for today's episode of the Stay Safe podcast. Next time, we'll look at how to protect food on the line, from cleaning down correctly to managing allergens safely. So thanks for listening, and as always, stay safe.
This podcast has been provided by SRM, the owners of the bespoke health and safety management software SRM Genie, created for and focused on supporting SME businesses. If you would like more information on how you can simplify safety, save time, and stay compliant, go to www.srmgeniesoftware.co.uk.